感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天晚上，今天早上有这个机会来和弟兄姐妹们分享在主里面的一些领受。
This morning I can have this opportunity to share with you something I received from the Lord.
我们开始之前呢，我们先读几处的经文。
Before we begin, let us read a few scriptures.
第一处在哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
First one in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
那我们大家一起再把用自己的语言，我们一起来念这一个经节。
And let us read this again together now in your own language.
一起来。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。好，第二次经节在腓立比书第三章。
Second scripture found in Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章，我们要从十三节念到第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14.
腓立比书十三章第三章第十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在同一章，我们读第三章的第七节到第八节。
In the same chapter, verse 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为以我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事都当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 7, But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for me for the sake of Christ.More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
好，那我们在主的面前有点祷告。
Let's have further prayers before the Lord.
主，我们再次感谢我们赞美你。
Lord, again we thank you and praise you.
早上，让我们是在这还有在你的恩典里面有这样的聚会，聚集在你的脚前。
This morning, it is by your grace we have another opportunity to gather before your feet.
实在是用你的宝血，你让我们能今天我们能够得称为神的儿女。
It is by your precious blood that we can be called children of God.
我们能够来到你的殿中，我们可以来敬拜你。
We can enter into your temple and worship you.
我们把感谢赞美来归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
我们用以下的一点时间，真是求主来教导我们。
Lord, may you use the following time to teach us.
求主来向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
那我们说的、欢迎的、听的，我们都在主的面前。
That all of us who speak, who translate, who listens, can come before you.
那我们能够同门建造。
That we can all be built up.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
因着宝血，今天我们成了新造的人。
Lord, by your precious blood, we are now a new creation.
求主真是祝福你自己的教会。
And you bless your own church.
祝福你自己的话语。
Bless your own words.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 今天要和弟兄姐妹分享的题目是新造的人。
The topic I'd like to share today is about the new creation.
我们今天先来思想。谁是新造的人？
Let us ponder who is a new creation.
在地位上来说，今天在座每一位接受主耶稣基督为救主的人，他就是一个新造的人。
Positionally, everyone who has accepted Lord Jesus as his Savior is a new creation.
我们能够成为新造的人，是一个白白的恩典。
To become a new creation, this is completely free grace.
因为主耶稣已经付我们那极重无比的代价。
Because Christ has already paid the great price for us.
所以我们今天能够得称为神的儿女。
So that we can be called children of God.
每一个神的儿女在地位上来说， 都是一个新造的人。
Positionally, every child of God is a new creation.
在这里呢，说到新造的人。
Here it speaks about the new creation.
不是说我们这个外面的人变新了。
Not that our outer body becomes new.
我们这个人看起来还是老样子。
And outwardly, we still look the same.
但是我们的里面的人变新了。
But it is our inner man have become new.
我们外体还是会一天一天的朽坏。
And our physical body is still in decay day after day.
但是我们里面的内心却要一天新似一天。
But the Bible tells us our inner man will be renewed day after day.
这是神对他儿女的一个应许。
And this is a promise that God has given to His children.
这是我们要一生来经历这句话的。
And this is something that we need to experience with all of our days.
因为有毁坏才有建造。
Because only after destruction there will be building up.
因为旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Because the old has passed away, all things have become new.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是一条道路。
This is a way.
这一条十字架的道路。
This is a way of the cross.
是一条成圣的道路。
This is a way to sanctification.
保罗在这里说：“弟兄们，我不是自己已经得着了。”
Here Paul says.Brethren, I do not count myself as lay hold of it yet.
他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Only one thing I know, that is to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
我们知道保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他是在罗马的监狱里面。
We know Paul wrote the book of Philippians in the prison of Rome.
他在神的启示已经达到一个神对他的启示已经达到一个极高的高峰。
He has reached the summit of all the revelation that God has given him.
因为知道他在罗马的监狱里面写了四封书信。
Because we know that he wrote four letters in the prison of in Rome.
保罗在这样的一个启示里面，他还说我不是已经得着了。
Even in such a revelation, he still says he does not count himself as reached it yet.
今天我们谁敢说我们已经得着了
？Who of us dare to say that we have laid hold of it already？
可是保罗在这里告诉我们一条道路。
But Paul has shown us this way.
怎么样来走这条道路
？How can we walk on this way？
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead and pressing on towards the goal.
保罗在写哥林多教会是在西元大概五十六年的。
Paul wrote the book, the letter to the Corinth church about
56 AD. 这个时候呢，他写给哥林多教会里面，他写说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。”
In the letter to Corinth, he said, "If any man is in Christ."He is a new creation. The old has passed away. All things have become new.
当他写腓立比书，大概是在主后六十二年。
And when he, it was about 62 AD, when he wrote Philippians.
这时候他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
And here he says, only one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
他知道旧事已过，就是要忘记背后。
He knows that.For the old to pass away, it is to forget what lies behind.
我们的前面都是新，都变成新的了，就是要努力面前的。
And everything ahead of us is becoming new, so we need to press on towards what lies ahead.
他接着说要丢弃万物。
And he continued to say he count all things as loss.
为要得着基督。
For the surpassing value, so that he can gain Christ.
所以他知道他要丢弃万物。才能得着基督。
He said he can only gain Christ when he count all things as loss.
因为我们当只有丢的时候，我们才能够有得。
Because only when we forsake, then we can gain.
因为我们里面实在是装了多少老旧的东西。
Because inside of us there we have contained so much things of the old.
所以我们如果不丢。基督的性情怎么能够在我们里面成型呢
？If we do not throw away or forsake, how can the characters of Christ be formed in us？
所以保罗说，只有在新造的人才能够来走这一条属天的道路。
So Paul says, only a new creation can walk on this heavenly path.
我们如果还活在那旧我里面， 我们怎么来走这条属天的道路呢？
If we still live in the things of the old, how can we walk on this heavenly path?
我们知道我们每个人的一生都有一条道路要走。
We know in our life there's one way that we need to walk on.
主告诉我们这条道路是一条舍己的道路。
The Lord tells us this is the way of denying ourselves.
是一条成圣的道路。
It is a way of sanctification.
是一条蒙福的道路。
This is a blessed way.
是一条得生命的道路。
This is a way to receive life.
我们今天就是要借着保罗的经历呢，来看他是怎么样走道路的人。
So today, through the experiences of Paul, we can see how he walked on this path.
我们先来讲旧事已过。
So first, we'll talk about the old has passed away.
就是忘记背后。
That is to forgetting what lies behind.
就是丢弃万事。
That is also to count all things as rubbish.
保罗呢，我们知道他本是一个逼迫教会的人。
We knew Paul was a man who persecuted church.
保罗想到他的过去实在是何等的辉煌。
When Paul looks to his past, he saw glory.
他说我第八天受割礼。
He said, I was circumcised on the eighth day.
因为律法说孩子生下来第八天要受割礼。
That is strictly according to the law of Moses.
他说我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人。
He said, I am of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin.
我是正宗的以色列人。
I am a true Israelite.
我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I am a Hebrew of a Hebrew.
我是正统的希伯来人。
I am a Hebrew born of a Hebrew.
要比出生没有人比我更纯的了。
I am a purebred.
就律法说我是法利赛人。
According to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
就他明白所有旧约的律法律史。
And he understood all the law, all the history of the Old Testament.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
就律法上说我是无可指责的。
And as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
当他这样说的时候，对犹太人来说，这可是一个不得了的背景。
And when he tells of his background, this is a tremendous background for a Jewish person.
可是这样的背景却让他成为一个破坏教会的人。
But because of his background, he became a persecutor of the church.
因为基督所传的跟他的相信不一样。
Because what Christ preached is different from what he believed.
所以这样让他的过去成为他的阻碍。
So that his past has become his hindrance.
让他阻碍来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
Because of this hindrance, he cannot come to know the Lord Jesus.
可是在去大马士的路上，我们的主亲自来光照他。
But on the way to Damascus, our Lord himself shone the great light on him.
主亲自来呼召他。
The Lord called him himself.
他成了一个新造的人。
He had become a new creation.
所以他说，若有人在基督里，就是新造的人。
That's why he continues to say, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed away. All things have become new.
保罗不再叫扫罗。
He's no longer Saul.
名字变了，人也变了。
His name changed. His person has changed.
过去他以破坏教会认为有益，他现在当作有损。
Before he counted gain to persecute the church, now he counts those as loss.
保罗他以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Now he knows the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus his Lord.
他看到了什么是宝贝，什么是卑贱的。
He now sees what is precious, what is dishonorable.
他知道他要忘记他过去那辉煌的辉煌的历史。
He knows he needs to forget all the glorious past that he has.
实在的，保罗实在也做到他彻底忘记他的背后。
Truly, He did exactly what he said. He forgot what was behind.
他实在是做到努力面前的。
And so that he can reach forward to what lies ahead.
我们知道保罗在那布道旅行之后要回到耶路撒冷的时候。
We know after his missionary journeys, he was going to return to Jerusalem.
在以弗所的长老就劝他不要回去。
And all the elders of Ephesus, tried to tell him do not go.
因为知道在耶路撒冷有一些犹太人等着他，要来抓他，要来杀他。
Because they knew the Jews in Jerusalem were waiting for him, ready to rescue, to arrest him.
他知道在耶路撒冷有捆锁，有患难。
He knows in Jerusalem there was going to be bondage and tribulation.
但是保罗怎么说呢?
But what did Paul say?
他说我不以性命为念。
He says, I do not treasure my life.
我也不看为宝贵。
I do not see it as valuable.
只要行完我的路程。
So that I can finish my course.
完成主耶稣基督的托付。
To accomplish the entrusting from the Lord Jesus.
因为保罗的，因为他是这样的看见
，because he has such a vision，
他能够向前
，so that he can press on forward。
今天什么东西阻挡我们来认识神，来亲近神呢
？Today is there anything that hinders us from coming to draw near to the Lord to come to know Him？
不管在的，你看好是好的，是坏的。
And these might be things that's valuable to men, or it could be bad in our eyes。
只要是阻挡我们来到神的面前的，这些都是有损的。
But if there is anything that hinders us from coming before the Lord, then these are things that's treated as loss to us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是在一个恩典的地位上面。
Brothers and sisters, today we stand on the position of grace.
在地位上，我们是一个新造的人。
Positionally, we are already a new creation.
多少时候？我们还是活在那旧人的生活里面。
So often we still live in the old man.
还在受那罪的辖制。
We're still under the bondage of sin.
那罪的律还在我们里面。
That the law of sin and death is still at work in us.
我们在求那世人生命的律能够在我们里面能够活出来。
We need to pray earnestly that the law of spirit and of life can be lived out in us.
实在是因为多少时候我们没有忘记背后
？Because so often we cannot forget what is past.
我们还抓住很多的事情，我们认为宝贝的，我们认为宝贵的。
We're still holding on to so many things that we think is precious. We think it's valuable.
舍不得丢。
And we do not have the heart to forsake them.
当我们不能丢的时候，主怎么能够在我们的身上来做它？改变的工作呢?
If we cannot forsake what is old, how can the Lord do a work of changing in our lives?
保罗他丢弃万事。
Paul has treated all things as rubbish.
为要得着基督。
So that he may gain Christ.
这是在他在大马色上的启示。
This is the revelation he received on the way to Damascus.
今天我们实在是需要主的光照打开我们的眼睛。
Today we truly need light from the Lord to open our eyes.
像诗歌所说的，以前我们都是看不见的。
And just as the hymn we just sang, we were all blind and we could not see.
但是今天因着主的恩典，他让我们能看到主是我们的主。
But by the amazing grace of the Lord, He calls us to see that He is our Lord.
像我们今天早上愿意，我们也有个心智像保罗一样。
So this morning, may we also have the mind and heart of Paul.
将万事当作有损。
To treat all things, count them but rubbish.
保罗说：“我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，因为这些都是有损的。”
Paul says, "For his sake, I have counted all things, suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish."
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上呢，我们在主的跟前呢，我们一起来思想。
Brothers and sisters, this morning before the Lord, we can ponder.
在我们的生命当中。什么是有损的？什么是有益的
？What are things that are of loss to us? And what are things that are beneficial to us?
我们所做的，什么是卑贱的？什么是贵重的
？All the things, all the works of our hand, what are dishonorable? What are honorable?
在我们的生命当中，什么是暂时的？什么是永远的
？What are things that are temporary? What are things that's eternal?
其实，我们仔细的想一想，我们每天每时每刻都在做拣选。
If you truly think about it, every day, every moment of the day, we are making choices.
我们是拣选生命呢，还是拣选那败坏的死亡
？Are we choosing life, or are we choosing corruption and death?
我们所做的呢，是暂时的，还是永远的
？The things, the works of our hands, are these temporary or are these eternal?
我们所做的事呢，在神的眼中呢，是卑贱的。
The works of hand, are these dishonorable in the eyes of the Lord, or are these honorable?
神的心意呢，是要我们拣选那生命，拣选那贵重，拣选那能够存到永远的。
The Lord desires for us to choose life, to choose what is honorable, to choose what is eternal.
甚至求神在我们面对每一件事的时候
So as we face each thing
我们都能想一想看一看量一量
We measure them, think about them
当怎样做才能够蒙神的喜悦
So that we can evaluate what can we do to please the Lord
这实在是需要从神来的智慧
We need wisdom from the Lord
难怪保罗在为以弗所教会的祷告里面说到
So no wonder Paul prays for the church of Ephesus
求神赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们
May the Lord give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
实在是我们每一个人都需要从神来的智慧和启示的
So every one of us needs the spirit of wisdom and revelation from the Lord
让我们能够认识知道在凡事上当作怎样的选择
so that we can know in all things what we should choose
就像我们教导孩子一样
just as we teach our children
我讲教导孩子也是一个很好的学习
I think even in teaching children this is a lesson for us as well
神的恩典让我们能够做父母
it is by God's grace we became parents
可是在教导孩子的事上有时候我们有冲突
But in the matter of teaching our children so often we conflict with the Lord
我们要做拣选
We want to make our choices
孩子的功课重要还是认识神重要
Is it more important for our children to do their homework or is it more important for them to come and know the Lord
在神里面没有什么是对的没有什么是错的
In God there is no such thing as right or wrong
因为在这句话不是就这么样对或错是有绝对的对跟绝对的错
I don't mean to say it in such a way but there is absolute right or wrong
但是保罗说我凡事都可行但不是都有益处
and because Paul says all things are permissible but not all things are beneficial
凡事都可行但都不造就人
and all things are permissible but not everything builds up
所以我们在做这样的决定的时候我们要想说我们对这个孩子当怎么样来教导他
So when we're making decisions we need to see how we should teach our children
昨天晚上在聚会的时候有个姐妹分享到
Last night in our gathering a sister was sharing
他们只有一个女儿
She said they only have one daughter
她实在是希望再生一个孩子来陪她这个女儿
And she desired to have another child so that her daughter will have a companion
因为她想到说当她和弟兄都走了之后
Because she's thinking eventually when she and her husband pass away
这个女儿就孤孤单单的一个人
And her daughter will be alone by herself
因为我们都知道我们的儿女生在美国很难跟在国内的亲戚们能够有交通
Because her daughter is born here in the United States It's hard for them to have any contact with the relatives in China
So he was求主再给她一个孩子
So she was praying that the Lord will give her another child
可是呢因为某种元素她没有办法再生小孩
For whatever reason she was not able to have another child
她在祷告中主就跟她说话
But in her prayers the Lord began speaking to her
她说你的孩子有我就够了
And the Lord says, for your child, for your daughter, she has me and that is enough.
弟兄姐妹们
And brothers and sisters,
我们没有办法跟我们的孩子一辈子跟他们在一起。
We cannot be with our child for all their life.
可是他们有主就够了。
But if they have the Lord, then they have enough.
所以我们在教导孩子的事上
So in the matter of teaching our children,We need to be very clear.
我们给他呢，什么可以存到永远，什么是暂时的。
What can we give them that can last to eternity? What can we give them that are only temporary?
实在是需要神的智慧。
We truly need wisdom from the Lord.
一个新造的人还可以做蛋糕吗？
So a question I have is that if I'm a new creation, can I still bake cakes?
当然可以啊
Of course I can
有益还是有损
Is that beneficial or is that only by rubbish
我想蛋糕本做蛋糕本身不重要
And I think baking a cake or not in itself it is nothing
在做蛋糕的时候主是不是在这与你同在
is the presence of the Lord with you when you're baking a cake?
实在是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们凡事都可行。
We can, all things are permissible.
在基督里他已释放我们。
He has given us full freedom in Christ.
可是我们要知道，这样的释放不是就照着我们自己的老我来做事。
But we need to know this freedom is not that we can do whatever we wish according to our old self.
这个释放是一切都在基督里面。
This freedom is that all things now is in Christ.
因为在基督里面，你有一切的祝福。
Because in Christ you have all the heavenly blessings.
今天我们的工作是不是有永远的价值？
What about our job? Does it have eternal values?
我们明天大家都要回去上班。
And tomorrow we'll all go back to work.
工作有没有永远的价值？
Does your work have any eternal values?
如果没有的话，就把它看作粪土。
If it doesn't, then we should treat them as rubbish, right?
我们就不必做了。
Then we don't need to go to work anymore.
明天大家放假。
Tomorrow we'll all go on vacation.
但我们知道明天还是要上班。
But we know tomorrow we still need to go back to work.
想到明天就非常的沉重。
So when we think about tomorrow, our hearts are heavy.
看到老板的脸色实在是喜乐不起来。
And when we see the face of our boss, we cannot rejoice.
但是在这愿主让我们看到。
But may the Lord give us a vision.
是的，工作本身是没有永远的价值。
Sure, our work in itself has no eternal value.
但借着工作神要来制作我们。
But through our job, the Lord is molding us.
成为一个他可以使用的器皿。
So that we can be made into vessels fit for his use.
磨成他儿子的形象。
That he can form the character of his own son in us.
这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
这是有永远的价值。
And this has eternal value.
这是感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
我们是不是有信心把我们的一切事情都交在主的手里呢？
Do we have such a faith that we can surrender all things, everything in our life into the hands of the Lord?
我们是不是追求那上好的呢？
Are we seeking for the very best?
我们给我们的孩子是不是那上好的？
Do we give the very best to our children?
就是我们的主耶稣主自己。
And we know the very best is the Lord Jesus, our Lord himself.
现在讲到新造的人的第二点。
So the second point of becoming a new creation,
就是要努力面前得着基督。
That is, we need to press on forward to gain Christ.
因为一切都是新的了。
Because all things have become new.
在保罗的心中，我相信，就他如他所说的，只有一件事。
In Paul's heart, he says there is only one thing that he does.
这一件事支配他一生的道路。
And this one thing controls everything that he does.
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，为要得着基督。
That is forgetting what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead and press on towards the goal.
保罗是一个有意向、有目标的人。
Paul has a vision and he has a goal.
他努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
As he reach forward to what lies ahead and press on towards the goal.
想想我们一个人的一生。
If we think about our whole life,
我们小时候最大的愿望是什么呢？
What is our greatest wish when we're young?
只要我长大。
We want to grow up.
一下子一二十年就过去了。
And very quickly, two decades passed.
书念完了。
You finished all your school.
我记得来美国没过多久，念到最后，没有书可以念了。
And I remember when I first came to America, after a few years, I realized there's no more degrees I can pursue after.
该念的都念完了。
I finished all of my education.
所以念完书之后呢，就想要找工作。
So after we finish education, we want to find a job.
找工作要找太太。
After you find a job, you want to find a wife.
那姐妹就要找先生。
And sisters want to find husbands.
那总有一天主就让我找到了。
One of these days the Lord gave me one.
那就要有孩子，要有房子。
So then afterward I want to have a child, I want to have a house.
这么多年过去了。
After all these years,
要有的好像主的恩典里面好像都有了。
By God's grace it seems that I have gained everything that I want to gain.
现在我要退休。
And now I want to retire.
你有没有注意到，我们一个人从小到大都是我要，我要，我要。
If you pay attention to what I said, from our very youth to now, Everything is about what I want, I want, I want.
可是时间过得很快。
But time passes very quickly.
当你老了。
When you become old.
你所要面对的就是死亡。
All you're facing is death.
因为死亡在于我们每个人受造的人里面都是终点。
Because that is the end of this new, of this old creation.
在新造的人他的终点不是这个肉体的死亡。
But in the new creation, our end is not this physical death.
我们还有一个复活的盼望。
We have a hope of resurrection.
所以我们一般人老了，就赶快，真的是要健康。
So when we become a little older, we just want to have good health.
希望能够长生不老。
We desire to have everlasting life.
大家还记不记得中国古时候有个秦始皇
？If you remember the first emperor in China.
他实在是拥有世界的一切。
He gained everything in this world.
最后他就是要求长生不老之术。
At the end, he just want to have eternal youth.
可是这很抱歉，秦始皇，这不是你能做决定的。
But very sorry, you, even as an emperor, you cannot make such decisions.
人实在是何等的软弱。
Men are so weak.
我们的生命气息都在神的手中。
Our life and breath is in the hand of God.
世界的东西就是日光之下的事都是暂时的。
Everything in this world, everything under the sun is but temporal.
都是捕风。
And everything is a chasing of wind.
大家知道捕风就是要抓风。
If chasing of wind meaning you try to catch
wind, catch
air.
没有抓不住的。
You know you cannot catch it.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity of vanity.
我们在这感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩之后呢，我们的思想行为呢，是不是还是这样子
？After we havebecome, received His grace, do we still have the same thoughts in our mind?
我们就我要我要我要
Do we still think I want this, I want that?
实在是求主怜悯
May the Lord have mercy on us.
实在是趁着还有今日，我们要来追求认识我们的主
While it is still called today, let us pursue to know Him.
求主真是打开我们的眼睛
The Lord open our eyes.
看见什么是暂时的。什么是永远的
？So that we can see what is temporal, what is eternal.
保罗在他的生命中，他是一个有目标的人。
In the life of Paul, he had a goal.
他有一件事。
There is one thing.
这一件事，我们今天要记住。
This one thing we also need to remember.
或许，希望我们这一辈子都记住这一件事。
May we remember this one thing in all of our days.
忘记背后。努力面前
so that,
向着标杆直跑
so that we can forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead to press on towards the goal
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏
so that we can receive the reward and the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus
保罗在他的生命中他知道他有一个奖赏
Paul knew that there is a prize in his life
有那公义的冠冕为他存留
there is a reward a crown of righteousness prepared for him
今天我们是不是有这样的把握呢
？Today, do we have such assurance?
我们是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed. All things have become new.
我们就像当保罗一样，忘记背后，努力面前。
Shouldn't we also be like Paul to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead?
什么是我们生命中的标杆呢
？What is the goal in our life?
你有没有在努力面前的？
Are you pressing on to what lies ahead?
你所想要得的奖赏是什么
？What is the reward that you want to gain?
保罗呢？他在大马士的路上蒙光照之后
，And after Paul received the light on the way to Damascus,
他用他的生命来证明、来见证，他是一个活在基督里的人。
He spent the rest of his life testifying that he's one who lived in Christ.
他用他的生命、用他的生活来彰显基督。
He manifested Christ with his life.
这是这个看见呢，也成为他生活的意义，他生活的目标。
This vision had become the meaning and the goal of his life.
也因为这个看见呢，他能够活出一个新人的生命。
And so that because of this vision, he can live out a new creation.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
不是我们能活出这新人的生命。
It is not that we can live out.The likeness of this new creation.
不是靠我们自己。
It is not by ourselves.
乃是要靠我们的主，我们的神。
But by our Lord, our God.
我们实在是要借着祷告和祈求，常常来到神的面前。
We need to truly always come before the Lord with prayers and supplication.
因为主是我们的一切。
Because He is our everything.
在我不能，在神凡事都能。
In me we can do nothing, but in God we can do all things.
我们要知道，保罗他知道有一个奖赏。
Paul knew that there is a reward.
我们信主不是只是要得永生。
To believe in the Lord is not only to receive eternal life.
主所要给我们的不是这么一点点。
But the Lord doesn't only want to give up this little.
他要赏赐给我们的是那公义的冠冕。
He wants to give us a crown of righteousness.
我们的身体要得赎。
And our body will be redeemed.
我们要与主一同作王。
And we will be king, be reigning with the Lord.
难怪保罗要用跑的。
That's why Paul says he runs the race.
连保罗都用跑的，我们想想我们自己。
If Paul, even Paul is running, then what about ourselves?
我们在这条当跑的路上，我们在做什么呢？
On this race that needs to be run, what are we doing?
是不是躺在那里？
Are we lying down?
还是满不在乎的要走不走的？
Are we casually walking?
还是累了放弃了？
Or are we getting tired? Are we giving up?
还是因为这世上的私欲，世上的钱财，我们走偏了。
Was it because the worries of the world and the wealth of this world we have gone astray?
今天我们在主的面前，实在是因他的恩典，我们不可以忘记。
Before the Lord, by His grace, we cannot forget.
我们是新造的人。
We are a new creation.
有一条路要跑。
There is a path that we need to run.
如果主今天来了，我们今天的光景如何呢？
If the Lord comes back today, what is our condition?
主来的日子是一个大而可畏的日子。
The Bible says His day is a great and dreadful day.
是个审判的日子。
It's a day of judgment.
我们如何来面对我们的主呢？
How will we face our Lord?
我们准备好了没有？
Are we ready?
保罗说，对那些还爱慕他显现的人，有公义的冠冕为他存留。
Paul says there is a crown of righteousness prepared for me and also all those who desired His coming or His appearing.
所以还爱慕他显现的人呢，主来的日子呢，是个喜乐的日子，是个得奖赏的日子。
For everyone who loves his appearing, when he comes, this it will be a day of rewards.
上礼拜啊，弟兄分享到怎么样做一个忠心有智慧的仆人。
Last week, our brother shared how to be a faithful and wise servant.
今天我们每一位蒙恩得救的人，都是神的仆人。
Today, every one of us, every believer of the Lord, is a servant of the Lord.
我们是那又忠心又良善的仆人呢？
Are we a good and faithful servant?
又还是那又恶又懒的仆人？
Or are we lazy and wicked servant?
保罗知道那日有审判。
Paul knew that there will be a judgment on that day.
我们是爱慕呢，还是不在乎？
Do we desire and do we love for His appearing, or do we not care?
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主要来是个事实，他必要来。
It is a fact that the Lord is coming again. He must come.
不管你相信不相信，
either、
我们都要面对那一天。
Either you believe or not, we will face that day.
保罗他是我们一生的榜样，他的一生是我们的榜样。
Paul's life has become our example.
我们当有一件事长存心中。
There is one thing that we need to keep in our heart.
努力面前的。为要得着基督。
And we need to stretch forward to reach what lies ahead so that we may gain Christ.
不要忘记我们是新造的人。
Do not forget that you are a new creation.
我们是蒙大恩的人。
We have received a tremendous grace.
我们要趁着白昼走所当走的路，跑当跑的路。
While it is still day, we need to walk the path and run the race.
我再说一遍，每一个蒙恩的人在地位上都是新造的人。
And allow me to say it again, everyone who has believed, positionally we are a new creation.
但在经历上，我们有没有活出一个新人的生命呢？
But in experience, have we lived out the likeness of this new life?
一个新造的人，从保罗的身上，我们看到他是忘记背后，努力面前。
For anyone who is a new creation.Just like Paul, we can see he's one who forget what lies behind and reach out on what lies ahead.
他丢弃万事，为要得着基督。
He will count all things as lost so that he may gain Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Brothers and sisters, if any man is in Christ, all things he is a new creation.
但今天或许有人要问，你说的都是。但是在经历上， 我为什么活不出一个新人的生命呢？
So perhaps someone will ask, yes, I agree with everything you said, but experientially, how come I cannot live out this new creation?
答案就在若有人在基督里。
And the answer, well, the secret can be found in this word, if any man is in Christ.
若
if
假如你活不在基督里，你就活不出那个新造的。
If you're not in Christ, then you cannot live out this new creation.
虽然你是一个新人，可是你活不出一个新人的生命。
Even though positionally you are a new creation, but then you cannot live it out.
保罗说：“真是苦啊。”
That's why Paul says, "How wretched I am!"
真是求主救我脱离这取死的身体。
May the Lord rescue me out of this body of death.
我们多少时候还在过那旧人的生活
？So often we're still living in this old man.
有很多过去的事情，我们看为有益。现在还是看为有益。
Because so many things that we used to treat as valuable in the past, we still think of them as valuable.
过去许多事情我们舍不得丢的，现在还舍不得丢。
There are many things of the past that we were not willing to give up, and that we still hold on to them.
我们过去看为宝贝的，现在还是看为宝贝。
There are many things in the past that we think of them as treasures, we still hold on to them as treasures.
我想大家都很有经验。
And we all have this experience.
我们在家中总是有些东西舍不得丢的。
That in your household there's always something you can find that you do not want to throw away.
在我们人的个性里面，总是有些东西我们舍不得丢的。
In our own personality, there is things that we hold on to that we do not want to give up.
我们的旧我，有些东西是我们所爱的，我们舍不得丢。
Even in our old self, there is something that we love and treasure that we do not desire to give them up.
趁着还有今天。
But while it is still called today,
我们过去很多还没有对付的，还是认为有益的，那我们一起一样一样的来对付。
There are many things in the past that we have not dealt with. We still think of them as gain. May we deal with them one by one.
因为那靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Because by the one who strengthens me, I can do all things.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。
If anyone is in Christ.He is a new creation.
我们要常常想想，我们是不是活在基督里面。
We need to always consider, are we living in Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，没有忘记背后如何努力面前的呢？
Brothers and sisters, if we do not forget what lies behind, then how can we reach out to what lies ahead?
没有丢弃万事，如何得着基督呢？
If we do not treat all things as lost, then how can we gain Christ?
保罗他深知神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来的目的。
Paul knew very clearly the meaning and the purpose why God has called us in Christ Jesus.
不只是得生命，而且是要得奖赏。
Not only to receive life, but also to receive a prize.
愿保罗的看见也成为我们的看见。
May his vision become our vision.
愿神的心意成就他。成就在每一个他所蒙爱的儿女的身上。
That the will of God can be accomplished in all those who is loved by Him.
在我们每天的生活当中，再来提醒我们。
That He may remind us in our daily life.
若有人活在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed, the new has come.
让我们能够都像保罗一样。忘记背后，努力面前。
We be like Paul to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
让我们不要再活在过去的失败，不要再做那罪的奴仆。
So we no longer need to live in the past failures. That we no longer need to be bondage of sin.
让我们都能够做那义的奴仆，将自己献上。
That we can be slaves of righteousness to present ourselves.
为要得着基督。
So that we may gain Christ.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on towards that goal.
当我们那日见到主的时候
，Until the day we see the Lord face to face.
主跟我们说，你是一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
You can hear the Lord say, "Good and faithful servant."
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
再说一遍
，Allow me to say it again.
若有人在基督里
，If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed. All things have become new.
那我们心中的那一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
And there is only one thing in our heart, that is to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
那我们求那上好的。
To seek after the best.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
主说你已经得到那上好的。
Because Jesus said she has received the best.
就是主他自己。
That is God Himself.
他是我们的标杆。
He is our goal.
他是我们的奖赏。
He is our prize.
这是我们一个新人所当有的意象。
And this is a vision for every new creature.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His own words.
Good morning.
早上好。
I have some really good news for you this morning.
今天早上我有一个很好的消息跟大家讲。
And that is I have nothing to say.
就是我没有什么跟大家说的。
So some of you know that two brothers had responsibility to speak this morning.
有些人知道今天早上会有两个弟兄跟大家分享。
Our brother Robert was one of them.
许弟兄是其中一个。
And our brother Chip King was the other one.
还有 Chip 弟兄是另外一位。
And I am not Chip King.
我不是 Chip.
So, we did have, and our brother is unable to be here this morning due to illness.
因为我们的弟兄今天早上因为有一个病他不能来。
And so we did have some brothers at fellowship this morning and felt that the Lord still had something little to say.
然后今天弟兄们交通之后就觉得主还是有话要说。
So it was quite interesting this morning when I woke up about 5:30 this morning, which was actually sleeping in.
然后今天早上我是五点半就起来了。
I was greeted with the news that Chip was ill, would be unable to actually stand up and speak this morning.
那时候我就看到这个消息，就是 Chip 弟兄今天早上他不能来到我们中间。
So I immediately started to pray for the brother that would have to speak for him.
然后我马上要为代替他讲的弟兄来祷告。
Of course, my prayer was very fervent.
我的祷告非常的热切。
And my prayer was for somebody else who I thought would be speaking for him.
那个时候我想会有另外一个弟兄今天跟大家分享。
But it did remind me of the battle that we have for the word.
这就让我想到在话语里面我们会进入一个征战。
There's a battle that we're in and that we need to really be in prayer for the Lord speaking.
在这个征战里面我们需要为在神里面祷告因为神要向我们说话。
Because we are not here to really hear Robert speak or Chip speak or hear Steve speak.
今天我们来不是要听许弟兄来跟我们讲话 Chip 来讲话或者我来讲话。
We want to hear from the Lord himself.
我们需要从主自己来听他讲的话。
So together, building on what our brother Robert has already spoken from the Lord's heart.
然后借着许弟兄已经在神的话语里面已经把神心意讲出来的话，在这个基础上。
Together, we want to pursue one more thought.
现在我们一起来再看一个意念。
And depend upon the Lord to expound upon that thought for us.
也我们依靠神，愿意这个意念可以在我们里面。
Couple of verses, I am going to repeat the theme verse that we have this morning.
那我先来跟大家讲几处章节。第一处是在刚才已经提到的主要的章节。
Our brother Robert read it, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
是在哥林多后书五章十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And then a very, very familiar verse, Galatians 2:20.
还有一处大家非常熟悉的，是在加勒太书的二章二十节。
I'll give you lots of time to turn there while I turn there.
当我翻到这处章节的时候。
Galatians 2:20 I have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live but Christ lives in me and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me
加勒太书二章二十节我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我，为我舍己。
And then finally turn to some verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
现在我们再翻到哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians 12 beginning in verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章从第十三节开始。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
For the body is not one member, but many.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body.
瘦弱脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他就不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body.
瘦弱耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身体，他也不能因此就不属乎身体。
If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as He desired.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
And if they were all one member, where would the body be?
若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？
But now there are many members, but one body.
但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
So as part of this new creation, we are the body of Christ.
所以在这个新造里面，我们都是基督的身体。
And as the body of Christ, to be the body of Christ, we need one another.
作为基督的身体，我们彼此都需要。
And it's really quite a blessing to need one another.
而且我们如果这样彼此需要的话，这是一个祝福。
But the interesting thing is I reflected upon this issue of new creation in the body of Christ.
然后当我来思想关于这件事情，这个新造基督的身体的时候，
The Lord transforms us. He makes us something new, but He doesn't make us all the exact same.
它是一个新的创造。他没有让我们每个人都是一个样子。
I had this picture of a bunch of Star Wars clones where they made all the white robots that looked exactly the same, moved exactly the same.
我就想起来在《星球大战》里面讲到克隆的战士，这些战士每个人都是一模一样，都穿着白衣服。
But that's really not what the Lord's doing.
但这不是神在做的事。
Our brother shared, he doesn't.Change the vessel or the outward appearance of the vessel.
就像弟兄刚才讲的，甚至神没有把我们外面的样子改变。
But he does change what the vessel contains.
但是他却改变了这个器皿里面所装的东西。
It seems often, even after we become Christians, we spend a lot of time trying to clean up the vessel and make it look like a Christian.
有的时候，作为基督徒，我们经常做一件事，就是把这个器皿洗干净，想让它。变得更像一个基督徒。
And yet what we contain, as our brother said, we hang on to a lot of things that are not of Christ.
但是其实我们器皿里面所装的很多事情，像弟兄讲的，都不属于基督。
We were particularly blessed last night. We gathered, a number of us gathered at our brother Jack's house.
昨天晚上我们有一些圣徒是在君凯弟兄家里面聚集。
And as we gathered and reflected on the fact that we were one family, one body in Christ,
这个时候我们就来一起来体验这件事，我们是一个身体，是都在基督里。
There were a lot of different vessels.
但是有许多不一样的器皿。
So in fact, the vessel that you are, the Lord has created you for a purpose.
而且在实际上神创造了我们每一位，每个人都有我们的功能。
And so, that vessel, some of you are Chinese vessels, some are Indian vessels, some are Czech vessels.
而且神创造的器皿有中国人的器皿，有印度人的器皿，还有像我这样的器皿。
And praise the Lord that it is many vessels.
那我们要赞美神，因为有这么多的器皿。
But it's really not as much about the vessel as what is contained in that vessel.
所以我再说, 不在乎器皿, 是在乎器皿里面所盛装的。
But he needs many vessels to display his multivarious wisdom and glory.
但是他需要很多的器皿才能够把他丰丰富富的智慧彰显出来。
No one of us can display all of who Christ is.
在我们中间没有一个人能把基督所有的丰富都彰显出来。
But praise the Lord, he takes those vessels through his work, through his cross.
但是感谢神，他借着十字架来改变这些器皿。
He gets rid of the old things and he deposits what is the treasure, Christ alone.
他让旧事都过去，把这些最宝贵的，就是唯有基督放在我们里面。
And as we stop and as we gaze upon and really start to experience and touch what that treasure is,
当我们来注目这宝藏，这个珍宝到底是什么的时候，
then we have the opportunity to live out that new creation.
我们就有个机会可以把这个新造活出来。
Often it is what our eyes are fixed upon that really make the difference. If we have our eyes fixed upon Christ, then he has the opportunity to express himself.
那我们身上的果效都根据我们的眼目注目在哪里开始。如果我们的眼目只注视基督的话，那基督就在我们里面成形。
We don't have to look and say, okay, am I expressing love? Am I expressing peace? Am I expressing kindness? Sometimes we get caught up, am I expressing the fruit of the Spirit?
有的时候我们是注目在我有没有彰显爱，有没有彰显怜悯，有没有彰显美善，有没有彰显圣灵的哪一个果子。
But as we cling to Christ and as we really treasure Christ, then that's what will be expressed in our lives.
但如果我们抓紧基督，我们只注目基督的话，我们彰显的就是基督。
Then as we interact with one another in the body of Christ, we'll see love, we'll see kindness.
然后我们在基督的身体里面彼此相交的时候，彰显出来的就包括爱，就包括其他的这一切。
Then as we go to work, as our brother shared, we'll express Christ.
甚至就像弟兄讲到的，我们到工作里面也可以彰显基督。
We may be very diligent about what we do, but yet others will see and say, there's something that possesses this vessel. And he's not possessed by the things of the world or the things of their work.
所以虽然我们在工作上这么殷勤，但人还可以看出来，抓住我们的那件事不是这个世上的工作，而是其他的一些。I
was reminded that the Lord in Christ, we are this new creation because we have also died with Christ.
而且神提醒我一件事，如果我们在基督里面是新造的。 还有一件事就是与他同时。Something
that recently has just been very meaningful to me, I guess maybe because it just sank in recently.
尤其最近，这件事在我里面真的是成为一个非常的实际的事。And
it's the thought that the Lord saved us from death, but he didn't save us from dying.
神已经拯救我们脱离死亡，但没有拯救我们脱离这取死的身体。 没有使我们脱离正在死亡这个过程。
See, as hard as it was for me, Hai Bing had to come, and he had all the notes from Chip on what to translate.
对海滨弟兄来讲是很难的，因为他的这些准备都是Chip弟兄给他的。
The point being that there is still death of this old man that needs to take place.
其实我要讲的是，在我们这个里面，还有一些死亡正在进行，我们要去体验，要去做的。There
are things the Lord has to expose to us that we hold on to that do need to die.
神要启示给我们，有些我们现在抓住的事情是需要让他死的。But
praise the Lord, He has delivered us from death in resurrection life.
但是感谢神，因为基督他的生命是死而复活的生命。So
He's actually raised us from the grave.
而且他已经把我们从坟墓里面已经让我们复活出来。I
had a very good, I'll give you a little illustration, hopefully that can express something of this.
我希望给大家一个小小的图画，可以把这件事情讲明白。I
have a very good, a friend of mine that I work with that is a believer.
有一个我的朋友，他是 believer or not?
A believer, yes.
有我的一个朋友，他也是信主的人。
And he's actually been fighting illness now for several months, an illness that they cannot diagnose.
他已经有几个月的时间来跟一个病症来征战，这个病症甚至医生都不知道是什么。
So as he's struggled with this, that he's had to have a very controlled and particular diet.
所以他在 这个挣扎的时候，需要吃一些特别的事情，才能被控制住。
And a large part of that diet is a lot of salads.
在这个他的食物里面一定要有很多的 沙拉。
Now there's a few people in this audience I know that would love to eat salad all the time.
我知道在我们中间一定有人每天每次都喜欢吃沙拉。
There's some of us born in Texas that we just don't eat salad all the time.
但是有些德州出生的人，我们很不喜欢沙拉。
So we were. So most recently, he was at a restaurant.
所以最近呢，他去到一个餐馆。
And they had the menu up on the wall, big menu.
然后在这个餐馆外面就所有的菜单都打出来。
And he was looking at the menu, and he's like, I guess I'll do the Cobb salad.
然后他就看着菜单，就说我要选其中一种沙拉。
So he's trying to pick among all the salad. He's finally, I'm going to get the Cobb salad, I guess. I'll just.
然后他就说我就选这个。And
he stepped up, and the young man taking his order said, "Can I have your order, please?"
然后这个时候，年轻的侍者来到他面前，就问他：“先生，你要吃什么？”
And he kept his eye on the Cobb salad, and he said, "I'll have a double cheeseburger."
他的眼睛看着这个沙拉，但是讲出来是我要这个双倍的芝士。
With sweet potato fries.
而且我是要这个薯条，是这个红薯的薯条。
And he stood there, and it's kind of like he looked at himself, and he said, "What did I really say?"
然后他突然间看着自己，刚才是我讲的吗？这些话。
But the beautiful thing there, and it even helped him reflect upon what really sometimes we think that we know the right thing to do, or even to do the right thing that Christ wants us to do.
但是有一件很美的事，就是在当时对这个弟兄，神已经启示给他，就说有的时候我们心里知道对的事情是什么，也愿意去做。And
yet there's something else that really possesses us or that takes control over who we are.
但却有一些事情好像控制住我们，让我们做一些另外的事。And
so the Lord really wants us to be so captivated with Christ that when we look at the double cheeseburger, we say something else, right?
但是神让我们真的被他所得着，被他所抓住，甚至我们看着这个双倍汉堡的时候，双倍芝士汉堡的时候，我们却说其他的事。Because
as each one of us is obedient to Christ,
如果我们每个人都顺服基督的话，then
he's able to move us, whether we're a finger, we're an ear, we're a foot.
然后他就可以来使我们运转，不管我们是手指，或者是脚，或者是耳朵。And
praise the Lord, we don't get to choose what part of the body we are.
但是，而且赞美神的一件事，我们自己不需要来选我们是哪一个肢体。And
it's not important what part we are.
甚至我们是哪一个肢体都不重要。But
it is important that we are a part of the body.
最重要的是，我们是身体上的一个肢体。
We are this new creation in the body of Christ.
我们在基督的身体里面就是一个新造。In
light of that story, I want to share one final verse with you that's been very precious to me in recent years.
那借着刚才的这个例子，我再跟大家来分享一个最近对我来讲非常宝贵的章节。2
Corinthians 10:5.
哥林多后书10:5.
We are 2 Corinthians 10:5.
哥林多后书10:5.
We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概都攻破了。
And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
又将人所有的心意夺回，使他 都顺服基督。
We do pray that Christ takes so hold of us
那我们的祷告应该就是基督得着我们的全部。
That every thought is captured by him.
所以所有的这些心意都可以被他夺回。
That we may live out and faithfully as his body display his grace, his love.
所以我们作为一个身体一同忠心的来彰显他的爱，他的美善。
And bring glory not to the vessel, but glory to Christ alone.
所以我们把荣耀不是带给这些器皿，而是带给基督。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that in Christ we are a new creation.
主啊，我们真的感谢你，因为在基督里我们都是新造的人。
Lord, we ask that by your faithfulness you would continue this work in our lives.
主啊，我们的祷告是让你在我们的生命里面继续的把这件事做成。
Lord, open our eyes to see what is of the bondage of this world and what is of Christ.
打开我们的眼，让我们看到什么是这世界的捆绑，什么却是属于你的。
And Lord, may we keep our eyes fixed upon that which is of Christ.
愿意我们的眼目单单来注视属于基督的。
Lord, keep our eyes staring into your face.
让我们的眼目单单注视你的脸。
Because as we see your face, then we know what is the true treasure.
如果我们见到你的面，就知道什么是真实的珍宝。
And Lord, we ask that you would take every thought captive unto Christ.
主啊，我们愿意你将人所有的心意都夺回，使他都顺服基督。
And Lord, in these days that you have given us even on this earth,
主啊，借着你赐给我们在地上的这些年日，
that we would rightfully take up our function as the body of Christ.
我们可以在基督的身体里面行使我们的功能。
That we would live out and be this new creation you've created us to be.
我们可以活出你创造我们这个新人的样式。
And that it would bring all glory and all honor to you alone.
把所有的荣耀尊贵都归给你。
We pray in your holy name, Lord Jesus.
如此祷告是奉你圣洁的名。
Amen. Amen.